Tom Casper, a man who's probably been outside already this morning, just weeding away, joins us for tips for hardy gardeners. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I had, past tense, a state fair-worthy crop of burdock in my backyard. And I said to Carol Andrews, I said, is this a native plant? Because, of course, she's with Wild Ones, knows all about the native plants. And she said, no, it is an Asian root vegetable and that people like to eat it.
Yeah.
I think I put out an APB on social media. Anyone who wanted to come over and graze it down was welcome to. But I ended up using.
Did anybody respond?
No. I used a weed whacker, a machete, and a lawnmower, and a lopper to finally beat it into submission.
Beat it into submission.
Yes.
And then you still got to get that root out or it's going to come back after you.
Well, the plan now is to smother the whole shoot and match with newspaper and mulch and
oh, nice.
Just let it think about what it's done for about a month. So my new butterfly bee wildflower garden probably isn't going to really be uber fantastic this year, but next year, holy buckets.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a really good point for folks who want to get something under control. They don't want to use pesticides to go out and spray and things like that. Using things like old newspaper or even recent newspaper, doesn't have to be old, laying it down in sheets, and you know it might need to be 3 or 4 sheets of newspaper thick, or cardboard works very well for that too, where people will put down the cardboard or the newspaper. And then you can put mulch or even soil right over the top of that, and that's going to smother the weeds, and they won't be able to grow through that paper or cardboard. And then, of course, that rots away and adds a little bit of material to the soil that your plants are growing in.
Well, and of course, most inks now are soy inks, and we all know that soy is a wonderful thing. So there you go.
Yeah. It's really a practice that many, many, many organic gardeners use to control weeds in gardens or in areas that they want to reclaim. So you're right on target.
Well, and certainly not because I'm such a brilliant gardener, but I'm lucky to have brilliant help with gardening. So
yeah,
I guess I'm gonna ask you this. I went to a greenhouse recently, and I bought a couple of beautiful clematis. Purple, go Vikings, whoop, whoop. And the person suggested, brilliant suggestion, that I plant them next to this. I've got about a 15-20 foot silver maple stump in my backyard. Tree broke off about halfway up and the whole top just went about 10 years ago, and that the clematis could climb up this tree and it would be beautiful and it would be wonderful, but this was a very big tree. So how can you get the clematis close enough to the tree so that it can grow in dirt without having to plant the poor thing like 3 feet away from the trunk?
Yeah, and you should be able to, even up close to, if you've dug around big mature trees, you know, they have their 3 or 4 major roots that are coming out from the tree that were their support and nutrients and so on. But usually between those, there's going to be pockets where there's soil, and often pretty good soil, right up next to the tree or just a few inches away from the tree. And really, you don't need a tremendous amount for a clematis to take hold and grow in a situation like that. So just kind of working your way around the tree, finding that area between those major roots, should be a spot or two around the trunk where you can plant those clematis. And really, that will be kind of a cool-looking thing as it develops and that clematis kind of grows up and over that stump, because you like the stump in your yard, but yet you want to have something artistic with it.
Well, I wasn't really 100% sure about the stump, but I am financially unable to get rid of the stump. At this juncture, and I think a lot of people are in that boat, of course, after the storms of last year, where, you know, there are some stumps that you can deal with and some stumps that you say, I just don't have the, you know, I had to replace the roof or I had to put the porch back on or I had to whatever. And what a cool idea this is going to be to kind of dress that stump up a little bit. I think it's going to be neat. And, of course, because the tree is dead, I won't have any problem at all with, you know, maybe putting in a couple of nails and a piece of string to kind of let the clematis get started on. And then it's on its own from there.
Yeah, and that's all you need to do.
Cool. Go Vikings. Yeah. Oh, so excited. So what are you up to today on this beautiful sunny day? What are you up to today?
Well, I think what you were saying was very good advice for folks about weeding if they aren't taking a chainsaw and a machete and a lawnmower and a lopper after their weeds and they're out working them by hand or digging them. The rain that we've had certainly has spurned the weeds and the plants to good growth, but it's also a good opportunity to get after those weeds because the soil is a little bit more pliable because of that moisture in it. Excuse me. So getting out, I'm weeding today or doing some weeding kinds of things. So, and also fertilizing with that rain, with this sun, we're seeing pretty good growth on our plants, whether it's in our vegetable gardens or our flowers or even shrubs. So now is a good time to get out and get fertilizer to those because they've got water, they've got sunlight. We've had some good sunny days in addition to rainy days. So they're getting water, light. The other thing they need is food. So especially in our pots and our containers, much of that soil media that we purchase in bags and things like that contain very little nutrient value to it. So as we look around and marvel at some of the people around us maybe that have huge flowers in their containers, you know, a little plant envy kind of thing.
Do they use those potions that you see advertised on TV every so often? Are those really fairly decent potions?
Some of them actually surprisingly are, but you don't need to go through all of that. I use all organic fertilizers on my plants, and there's a product, and it has a couple different names and things, but it's basically a byproduct of the fish industry. So it's fish emulsion or fish fertilizer you can find, and it's a organic, completely organic-based with some nitrogen and phosphorus in it. And I use that a couple of times a week where I'm just using a tablespoon per gallon. And as I'm watering my containers, I'm watering with that mixed into the water. And it does an incredible job really greening up and keeping our plants green and then also spurning them to do lots of flowering. So folks are out looking, they're wanting to continue to go organically, fish emulsion. I know there's the sweetest little hardware store in the world out in Lakeside that has it on their shelves. And, I didn't say the name.
I know. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're keeping it non-commercial here at 103.3 KUMD. Attaboy.
Yeah, so going out, getting something like that, and they can buy it in a small container, which will last them quite a while, once or twice a week using that tablespoon of that mixed in the water as they're watering their containers or even as they're watering their vegetables, and they'll see incredible results from it. It's inexpensive. It's less than $10.
Well, and the other nice thing, of course, is when we get these pretty days, you kind of want to be out, you know, maybe on the deck or the patio, and it's a great opportunity to be out there kind of, you know, fiddly-footing around with your plants in their containers, and it's a way of being out and enjoying the day but convincing yourself that you're actually working and accomplishing something. TK? TK? Oh, we lost him. He's out weeding. He's out weeding. He left. He went to go get fish emulsion. Tom Casper, wherever he may be, is a master gardener. He's the past president of the Duluth Gardener, a garden flower society, and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every Tuesday morning right here on 103.3 KUMD.